USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says they've seen a slight rise in new COVID cases over the last week. Cases are up 10%, something CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky blames on the Delta variant of the virus.
We continue to see overall low numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. However, looking state by state and county by county, it is clear that communities where people remain unvaccinated are communities that remain vulnerable. This is all true as we monitor the continued spread of the hyper-transmissible Delta variant.
And Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is free on bail after pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged scheme to dodge taxes on compensation. The organization itself and the Trump Parole Corporation have also pled not guilty. Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Bill Cosby was released from prison on Tuesday. Lance Pry explains why.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The announcement drew criticism from the women who have accused Cosby of assaulting them. Victoria Valentino accused Cosby of drugging and raping her in 1969, and she explained to CNN what she felt when she heard about Cosby's release.
Dismayed, enraged, infuriated, and stunned. We had just received a letter stating that his parole had been denied, and we received that letter preemptively in May. He wasn't due to come up for parole on his 3 to 10 year sentence until September 25th. So it was a shock when we got the letter saying that he was preemptively denied parole, but we were great, you know, I mean, we were like, yeah. And then this came out of left field. I mean, who would have expected this?
And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.